Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We get to speak to Dr. Carl. Dr. Carl, a very good morning. How are you? Oh, why? Well, hold on. Is that me or is that you? This is the discussion in of our age. Am I on mute? Are you on mute? For some reason, are you?
Me there.
There we go. Now we can
talking,
hear you.
Talking.
Perfect.
Lovely.
I think it could have been me. Anyway, how are you this morning?
Ever so peachy keen. I've been going through a comedy training course.
Ooh.
On how to turn science into comedy. And so we've come up with a working title of Give Me Science and I'll Give You Stupid.
Okay.
That's our working title for my first 1 hour show.
Okay. That sounds absolutely amazing. Tell us, funny or not funny, about skin. Skin update.
Well, the first thing is, as I mentioned last week, that your skin has its own immune system, and also that the skin is not just merely a reflection of the outside world, but rather having picked up the outside world, you might have given it some sun damage, that then makes your brain work more slowly, okay?
That's
which is a real surprise.
Yeah.
So one thing we know is that we can get better, healthier skin. What should we eat? Well, basically the carotenoids, any yellow vegetables make you look better. Mm-hmm. If you do it long enough, you'll get to be president of the United States, as well as vitamins E and C. So basically natural foods, especially the yellow vegetables. The skincare ingredients that have been proven to work, the only one really is retinoic acid, and that's fairly heavy. And it kind of hurts, and you can't take it if you're a female and pregnant, but it does work. But you're better off just going with some sort of cream like sorbolene with 10% glycerin. A cream has to have three parts. Firstly, it has have to have something called an emollient to soften the skin, then the humectant that lets the water penetrate, and then finally something to block the skin coming, the moisture coming out, and any oil will do that. How to nurture your microbiome to look after your skin, because you have living in and on the outside of your body, the inside and the outside, more living creatures than there are cells in your body. There are 37 trillion cells in your body, and there are 40 trillion, sorry, and there are 37 trillion cells in your body and 40 trillion that live on your skin. And we're thinking that maybe by using a moisturizer, just a general one, you do not want the one that costs you $500 a gram. You want the one that costs you maybe $5 for 500 grams, sorbolene with 10% glycerin, and that seems to help your skin. Mental state, it is true, it's astonishing, but in some people, having a really stressful day can set them off into wild eczema, and then once you recognize it, you can do about it. Cosmetic treatments, you know, the laser therapy, the microneedling, the vampire facials, pretty well zero evidence. And finally, should you wear sunscreen all year round, even in winter? Probably in South Africa and Australia, if the sun is out. Not so much in the rest of the world, and your skin will thank you.
What about vitamin C? Because I see a lot of people recommending a skincare product with vitamin C in it.
Yes, that will help. But you don't want to get the one that costs $500 a gram. You just want the cheapest one in general. They see this as a way of making a huge amount of money. So what's happening here is that various things in the environment, such as smoking or cigarette smoke, or air pollution, or too much sunlight, or chemical air pollution can create in your skin chemicals called ROS, standing for reactive oxidative species. Now, the good thing about the carotenoids, you know, eating carrots, pumpkins, tomatoes, and vitamin C is that they mop them up naturally.
Right.
Don't get it in a bottle. You're better off getting it out of your food. And by the way, while people think vitamin C is very high in oranges, you're only getting about 30 milligrams. Mate, go for a capsicum. That's 500 milligrams.
Very interesting. Let's talk about people who don't feel pain.
Yeah, we've accidentally found four groups of people around the world, and there's probably more, who don't feel pain. Now, I'll say the three magic words of Pakistani circus performer. And so there's this family in Pakistan who hang around in circuses and they do all this amazing stuff and they do things like stab knives in themselves and don't feel any pain. And that they literally do not feel pain. But unfortunately, in this particular case, because of infections, like they'll have a broken bone from a fall and the broken bone will be poking out of the skin and they'll do nothing about it because it doesn't hurt. So they tend to die early. And then there's an Italian family, which seems to have, via a different genetic pathway and different chemical neurological pathway, they also have insensitivity to pain. And they seem to live longer. And then there's another family in the United Kingdom where they also, via a different pathway, seem to live longer. In this particular case, the way they discovered it was the husband and wife went for a walk in the Scottish Highlands and it was muddy and she slipped. Of course, you'd slip. And she landed on her face and there was a bit of blood. And the husband said, "Oh, honey, should we go back?" He said, No, it's not hurt. He's okay." And sure enough, the blood flow stopped fairly soon. Although there was a bit of a blood blister, they kept on walking all day. They came back. At the end of the day, he said, "You know, there's still a bit of a blood blister. Can we just go to the hospital and have a look at it?" And they went to the hospital and the doctor said, "Do you know that your arm is broken because it was bending the wrong way?" And she said, "No."
That's
Right?
unbelievable.
So that's another. So you kind of need to have pain. And the final one is just a single person in the United Kingdom who has this insensitivity to pain. And you need to know about pain. Pain is your warning that something bad is happening to you, that a tiger is nibbling on your toes or something like that. Right? And so she gets it via an abnormality in her natural marijuana system. So the reason that we humans, who are made of meat, are sensitive to marijuana, which is made of plant, is that we make our own natural marijuana. And she, we're not sure, either makes a lot more than most people naturally, or her receptors are abnormally sensitive to it. So she's always known she's had both an incredibly high pain threshold. She just doesn't feel the pain, but also, maybe thanks to a side effect of marijuana, she feels curiously disconnected from the world. So her husband died, and her first sentence was, "Oh, that's a shame. I loved him so much, but there's all these spare trips on his bus ticket. What will I do with them now that he's dead?"
Wow.
Right? So we are what we are. We are, yeah, we just
Absolutely.
are what we are.
That's where we leave it, Dr. Carl. We are what we are. And in fact, today, by the way, is not Wednesday. I don't know why I said it. Well, I said it was Wednesday because we normally talk to Dr. Carl on Wednesday, but it is a Tuesday. So do not get confused just because I am.